This sermon was preached in St. Paul's Athens on the Feast of Christ the King, 2019. The readings are Jeremiah 23, 1-6, Colossians 1, 11-20, and St. Luke 23, 33-43. The inscription nailed to the upright support of the cross on which Jesus is hanging says, "The King of the Jews." It's a mocking title, and the wording is designed to turn the Jews against Jesus. Like much of politics, words can be the most effective method of divide and rule. For Christians, Jesus is Christ and King. The Gospel reading provides us with both of these words, Messiah and King. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, the Chosen One. Messiah, Christ, Anointed One. Today we keep the feast celebrating the sovereignty of Jesus as our King and our Lord. Recently the Church of England introduced a short season of weeks leading up to this feast, which it called the Kingdom Season. One might assume this short season of weeks culminates in the Feast of Christ the King, but I'd prefer to reverse this and say that the Kingdom Season exists working backwards from today's celebration. If Christ is King, what is the kingdom? What part do we have in the kingdom as its citizens? What are our characteristics? And what is the identity of such a citizen? In his teaching, his parables, Jesus directs us towards a deeper understanding of what citizenship is like for those who follow him. When we hear the word Kingdom of God or Kingdom of Heaven, there's a great temptation for us to equate the kingdom with somewhere else, with a sort of existence that does not really relate to us here and now. Some might be tempted to think that it's not a place at all, a utopia, an utopia, almost a pie in the sky, a heavenly realm where everything is perfect in ways that do not relate to any reality. On account of this detachment from the kingdom, we find reasons not to delve too deeply into what the values and identity of God's kingdom really is, and how we might be shaped by it. Scripture gives no evidence of this sort of divide. The parable teaching of Jesus offers no evidence of divide. The final action of Jesus puts the kingdom in a time and a place. This is no utopia. When the kingdom of God is referred to in Scripture, it is really rather mundane and surprisingly, maybe shockingly, down to earth. At times, even quite dull. The Old Testament characterises the kingdom as living a life fairly, cheating neither God nor neighbour. It directs us to simple decency, balance, measure, all things that we would surely like to receive from others, so why not give this in return? This is a glimpse of heavenly reality, yet in ordinary terms, here and now. In the parables of Jesus we are given fresh, compelling, and everyday insights into living in the kingdom way. The kingdom of God is like a pearl of great price, a fishing net, a late arrival needing some food, a lost coin being found. It's like a mustard seed, treasure buried in the ground. It's like the Samaritan who comes to the aid of someone who's been mugged. It's like someone having just and respectful employment without abuse or exploitation. It's like a little child. The list goes on and on. So how many hints do we need in order to qualify as citizens of the Kingdom of Heaven? Those who gave to Jesus the name King and nailed this name above his head had clearly just not got it. The leaders of the people, the elders, the shepherds of the people had clearly just not got this vision of the kingdom, They're like the shepherds, criticised in Jeremiah. They're scatterers, not gatherers. They are the ones who offer the sour wine in place of the new wine of the kingdom. The hallmarks of the kingdom are the kingdom values that we are all called to in and through baptism, into the mystery of the cross of Christ. But these are not values that exist in an utopia, somewhere that God has set aside to tend to only in perfection. We are called to be fellow workers with God for a kingdom that is to come here on earth as it is in God's perfection. We pray it so frequently, but without perhaps fully realising its implications. This king, in whose kingdom we are the fellow citizens, is a king whose throne is a cross and whose sceptre is the power of love. They offer him sour wine. He, as the true vine, offers the cup of salvation. Sharing in this cup is to share the life of the kingdom. Sharing in this cup is to sip the values of love, justice, fairness, respect, reconciliation, compassion for others. It is all these things and more. For this is the kingdom, and Jesus is our King. Amen.